Sin paused as a frightening thought went through him. If Katra was Artemis's daughter, he could remember Artemis pulling him toward her bed as his head was fuzzy from drink. She'd torn his shirt from him and then thrown him down on her mattress. Artemis was supposed to be a virgin. An awful feeling went through him.
Oh, shit. You're my daughter, aren't you?
Kat screwed her face up as if that was the most repugnant thought she could imagine. Don't flatter yourself. Your genes could never have created me.
Yeah, right.
She was beautiful and tall, taller than Artemis, which could easily have come from him. Her skin was a darker hue. His stomach shrank in trepidation.
Then who's your father if it's not me?
That's hardly any of your business.
It is me, isn't it?
She rolled her eyes at him before she knitted his wounds closed with her fingers. Men and their egos. Trust me, my mother wouldn't have you in her bed even if you were dipped in chocolate-coated caramel.
Oh, now that really offended him. Excuse me? I'll have you know I happen to be damn good in bed. My skills are unsurpassed. I wasn't just a god of the moon, I was the Sumerian god of fertility. You know what that means, don't you?
You have a lot of penis envy over the other fertility gods? He shoved her hands off him, then started to get up, only to wince and fall back. Don't worry, I won't tell the other gods about your small penis problem. She appalled him.
You are your mother's daughter.
And I told you to stop saying that.
Why?
Because no one's supposed to know about me. He scoffed at the anger in her tone.
What, are they blind? You look just like her.
No, I don't. I look mostly like my father. I only have my mother's eyes. How you guessed it is beyond me. There was no surprise there, either.
You have the same voice.
Kat pulled back and frowned. Do I?
Yes. The accents are different, but the tone of it isn't. You sound just like her.
Kat pushed herself to her feet and moved away from him, disturbed by his disclosure. He was highly perceptive, something most men weren't. Then again, people in general weren't normally that perceptive, and it made her wonder if anyone else had ever picked up on the similarities in her and Artemis's voices. If they had, they'd been smart enough to keep it to themselves.
Thanks for the help, Sin said,
indicating his mended chest before he repaired his shirt with his powers. Then he tried to leave her house by flashing out, only to learn that he couldn't.
What the?
Kat shrugged at his angry glare. You have to stay here.
Bullshit, he growled.
No, no shit here, she said, indicating her clean floors with her hand. Then she cupped her broken arm to her chest. You leave this place, and you're a dead man. Trust me, the moment you spoke that which will not be spoken, and my mother called out the Terminator to destroy you, your death warrant was signed.
Every part of him bled fury. I won't be held hostage, you understand?
She laughed at his righteous indignation. Oh, yeah, right. This from the man who knocked me out and then bound me up like a mummy. What was that action?
That was different.
Yeah, only 'cause I was the victim. Oh, wait, you're right. I'm doing this to protect you, and you did yours to kill me. Maybe I should let you leave. It would serve you right.
Then why don't you?